Okay, we're going to begin Maseches Kinim, which is about birds, basically, about korbanos of the birds. And the 13 individuals who would have to bring a korban that just consists of birds, echad l'chatas, echad l'ola. The main one we're going to discuss here is about a yoledes, because that's the most common situation that a yoledes will have to bring. So she brings echad l'chatas, echad l'ola. The big thing is that we'll mention in the Mishnah is that the way that you perform the chatas and perform the ola are very different, but the most important difference is the placement of where you do the chatas and where you do the ola, which means the placement where you do the blood of ola for the chatas and the ola. Again, the chatas, both of them you do malika. The chatas, you only molig one simen. You only molig one simen, and they're not supposed to do the chatilah, cut the head off. The ola, you go all the way through with the head off. The ola is completely burnt on the mizbeach. The chatas is eaten. With the chatas, you have what's called as chazah, which is you take the bird and you sort of sprinkle it with the bird, and the blood goes on the mizbeach. And then you have mitzvah, where you press the head part, and it comes down. The ola, you only have the chazah. You don't have the mitzvah. And then the Mishnah is going to explain what's the difference between the major important difference between the chatas ha'of and the ola ha'of. So, and the main part of the mizbeach will talk about birds getting mixed up. Very, very difficult to determine the difference because you have Torim Bnei Yona. Each cane has to come, actually it's probably a con. Each con has to come from one set of one animal. You can't have a Torim Bnei Yona. So there's no way to determine the difference between the animals unless you tag them. and also, important to note is, and we mentioned this before, at what point in time does the bird become classified as a chatas or an ola? So it could be done either at the time of the purchase. If when you purchase the birds, you just determine this one's a chatas, this one's the ola. If you do not determine at the time of the purchase, then you can't. Then it's up to the kohen, and the kohen can determine at the time of the hakrava of what he does, either at the shas hakrava or at the shas kniyah. So we learned that a few weeks ago. Okay, chatas of the chatas of, right? The chatas bird. Nases lematon. The dam, the dam avoda of the chatas ha'of is done below the chutas sikra. Remember the mizbeach. So you have the sod and you have the sovev. We're calling walks. And underneath the sovev is a red line that demarks the midway point between the top and the bottom half or portions of the mizbeach. So the blood avoda of the chatas ha'of is done below the chutas sikra, but the chatas behema, just in comparison, the chatas behema lemala. That's the blood of Oda is done on the corners, on the court, on the four corners on top of the mizbeach. Mm-hmm. Olas of, which is the opposite, the olas of nases lemala. The olas of, the bird of the ola, is done above the chutas sikra. The olas behema. And the olas behema is done below the chutas sikra. So it's basically the olas behema and the olas behema and the chatas ha'of are below. The ola, the chatas ha'of and the chatas ha'of. The olas ha'of, the ola and the olas behema are done. The olas ha'of and the chatas behema are done above. And the chatas of and the olas behemah are done below. Okay. Now, here's a big thing. The im shina bazeu vazet, it's likuva. The blood of Oda is likuva. If you sprinkle the blood, or you did the blood of Oda not in its place, for example, you took the chatas behemah, or the olas ha'of, and you did it below, or you took the olas behemah, and the chatas ha'of, and you did it above, look at the sikra, korban's pasul. Right? The korban is absolutely pasul. It's a major machlokas over here, it actually runs throughout the masechta. Is that when we say it's puzzle, at least by the birds, does that mean the bialim are not yotzei their chov? Or does that just means you can't eat it? So I'm going to go throughout the Masechta. It seems to be, you can learn either way, but it's machlokas as to being here whether or not when you say that all these birds are puzzle, you can't, you don't, that does that mean that it's, you have to bring a new bird? Does that mean you have to bring a new bird?
Why would you say it's whether you eat it or not?
That's the point.
Is the point behind whether the korban worked or the korban did not work?
Right.
So when it says puzzle, does it mean the korban did work? just that the Kohanim now cannot eat it.
How would that be possible? The korban work.
The drash of Pesukim. That's the Rishon. The Rishonim have a. The Rishonim discuss that. What it means. What it do possible. What how you have a kavachomer?
Because if you can use it for a kodesh baruch
hu, right?
You should be able to eat it.
No. What? First of all, we're not doubting on our own kavachomers. But I don't necessarily.
Why?
I don't think that's true. Why? Who says why is the fact that the word for Kodesh Baruch Hu is the more...
Because the idea behind it is not for you to eat it,
The idea behind many korbanos is for you to eat it. All korbanos are eaten except for an olah. Every single korban has a portion. Every single korban has
a portion. But what's the ikker? Is the ikker to use it as a korban, or the ikker do you get some food out of it? If you eat that food, make a shalom and you're done.
No, that's if you have a nadava. If I have a chiyuv to bring a korban, the ikker is to bring the korban.
Exactly.
So the carbon was brought. Is this a li'ikuva or not? You have many types of ideas that's li'ikuva. You don't do halacha. There's four avodas. I don't do halacha. It's still kosher.
But you're saying the ikar is still bringing the carbon.
Why are you saying that's the ikar? There's certain parts of the carbon. The carbon has certain aspects to it. One aspect is to be born in the mizbeach. Another aspect is to be eaten. And when I say pasul, what does it mean pasul? Does that mean that it's pasul only that it can't be eaten? Or is it pasul all the way through? Is it pasul both aspects or one aspect? No kavel chomer here. Why are you saying that, dude? That's the more important part.
I think a carbon
goes through. There's a different aspect.
So we'll bring it as a carbon. So
what?
The ikar should be bringing it as a carbon, then you eat it. I think eating is a part of the carbon.
Exactly. So only that part is negated according to those shittos.
Okay.
fine. So say there. Kinim, right? The way you bring the kinim, kachu. This is how you do it. Chova. If there's a kain chova, right? So the main one, we have a woman who was a yoledah, so she's bringing birds as a carbon. So hachova echad chatas v'echad ola. One bird has to be a chatas. One bird has to be an ola. Benedar v'ndavos. If you make a neder or a ndava, kul an ola. So now, if I take a neder, I'm going to obligate myself. But I have to promise to bring a bird offering to the mizbeach. That has to be olos. Those are both olos. So those are not going to be so difficult if they get mixed up with each other, because they're both olos. But now you're going to have the possibility, which you're going to see, of a kain chova, which is a chatas and an ola, getting mixed up with a kain neder, which is only two olos. Now we have one chatas, three olos. Now we're ready to start seeing what the possibilities and what the problems are going to be. Fine. So now the Mishnah goes back to explain the difference between a neder and a dava. Ezehu neder, what's considered a neder? Ha'omer harei alai ola, more of a chiyuv gavra. It's upon me, it's incumbent upon me to bring a korban ola. Ve'ezehu nedava, what's considered a nedava? Ha'omer harei zo ola, points to a particular animal and says this is going to be the ola. So my bein nedarim nedavos, and we're trying to point out there are a lot more differences between nedarim and nedavos as opposed to what the Mishnah writes. But the Mishnah writes the following distinction. Elosh ha'nedarim Mesu o nignu chayv b'achriyos. Son is a chiv achriyos, a chiv gavra. If I take a neder and say it's incumbent upon me to bring an ola, and then I set aside an ola, and the ola gets destroyed or lost or whatever reason I can't bring it, I still have a chiv upon me. It's incumbent upon me, so I have to bring another animal. However, nedavos, if I say it's a nedava, that this is going to be the present disappears. I have no chiv. It's more that the chiv is upon the chetza. I've made that this chetza is something that has to be brought as beyat. So mesu o nignivu, if they die or are stolen. Ain chayev achar yusan. There is no. You have no obligation to bring. You need more makabel by yourself. Only to bring this animal. There's no obligation to bring another animal. Okay. Now the Mishnah starts. The Mishnah is going to explain the case. The Mishnah is going to explain the case of korbanos ha'ov. You have an olos and a chatas that get mixed up together. Right. So again, the main difference problem is they're getting mixed together. You can't do the blood avodah of one in the place of the other. It becomes pasul. This is all the Katila. Question is, why aren't they bottled the road? We have all these cases. Maybe there's a case where they have 1 into 2. We have 1 into 10,000. Why don't we say bottled the road? They bittle all over Torah. So they say it's based on Gemara in Zvachim, I believe, that since it's a live animal, that Balei Chayim are considered Dabra Chashuv, and Dabra Chashuv is Einam Mizvato. So there is no concept of bittle when it comes to these things. So since you have the animals being, the birds being puzzled, if you do the avodah in the wrong spot, Plus, there's no bittul. That means this bird is extant. It's right there, and you know, and you won't know which bird is which. You always have the possibility of, well, with Hatzila bringing a possible korban. So, what do you do in these situations? So, chatos shenis arva ba'ola. So I have one bird of a chatos. I know it's a chatos, and it got mixed up with the ola bird. So I don't know, and I don't know which one's which, and vice versa. Or ola shenis arva b'chatos. An ola bird got mixed up with a chatos bird. And I don't know which one is the chatos or which one is the ola. Afilu echad biribo. Even if one, let's just say chatos, one chatos got mixed up with 10,000 ribo, right? 10,000 ola birds. Yamusu kulam. They all are put to death. They all die because the miyat is not misbatel in the rove. And with every single bird, there is a suffix as to whether or not it is an ola or it is a chatos. And I won't know whether I'm supposed to do the blood of Odor on top of the Chutah Sikra or below the Chutah Sikra. And if I also am mock with them, I won't know whether or not this is supposed to be eaten or supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. I don't know what the story is, so therefore there's no Takana, and they die. Question though is why isn't there a pigeon? Why can't you just wait till they get a moment of pigeons? Let's learn out that there's Russia. the parish of Rush points out that there is no pigeon by birds. Rashi says, look at the Perish Rosh on the side. He says, "Perish the EF Sharlak Rivon Shema Yaset Chatas Lamala Olu Lamata." What? Also, they get a mum. Okay. So Ubizvachim says Arba Arminan the Yirachi Yisavul. Right. When it comes to the animals, it said, "Let them graze until they get a mum." The Yavi Midvei Yafshem Minzev. We don't have Yafshem Minzev. The Yasin Moser. Aval Opos Inlem Pidgel. There is no pidgel. But Rosh points out that the east of the Perik Hamenochas Vanesachim Minzvachim Fedorish Malibu Besifri Midachsiv. It's behema kasa da abed. The old concept of pigeon is only talking about behemos, and it's not talking about birds. Okay, so the continuation of the Mishnah goes that, again, we have what's called kine stumos. Kine stumos are bird, are kinim that we don't know, which it hasn't been established yet, which one is a chatos and which one is an ola. Okay, we haven't determined which one is which. Okay, so now what happens is, chata, and that only applies by a kain chova, because by a kain neder and a dava, it's clearly those are olos. Okay, so now I have a chatas. So I have one chatas, shen nis arba b'chova. I have one chatas that gets mixed up with a chova. Okay, so I have one chatas that gets mixed up with an obligatory set of birds. So I have one, and so I have now right here in this set, I have three birds. Two of them are going to be chatas. One of them is an ola, right? So chatas shenis arba b'kein chova, ain kosher. What's kosher? Ain kosher. Ela kiminyan chatos sheyesh b'chova. The only thing you can be makriv, you can only be makriv one chatas. So you can makriv the number of chatos that are in the kein chova. How does that? Why do we say that? Because there were two chatos in here, and one ola. So if I take one bird as a chatos, and I mark it on the cover, and I fly, because we manushah. If it's the bird, the chatos bird that jumped in, so that's the chatos bird. Or it's one of the other two birds. What was it? Kain stuma. And I only established what that bird is at the time that I crossed. So therefore, it's a chatos. But if I take two, if I make two chatos, the possibility exists that I was makruv two birds from the kain. And I can't do that because one has to be an ola. You can't be makrib two chatos from a kain stuma. So that's why if you have, every time you have this type of mixture, you're makrib kiminyan chatos b'chova. You're makrib based on the amount of chatos that are in the obligatory kain. Okay? And same way around the other way. B'chein ola shenis arba b'chova. Right? If I have one ola that gets mixed up with a kain chova. I guess the kain chova has an undetermined two birds. One's a chatos, one's an ola. So now, how can I be makriv? I'm ain kosher el kemina ola sheyesh b'chova. Oh, that's kosher is the amount of ola birds in the chova. Again, we'll just say the logic again outside. What happens? A makriv one is an ola. So what are the chances? Chances are either this is the ola bird that jumped in, or I just determined that one of the two birds that's in the cane is an ola. But if I'm makriv two olos, we'll have a problem. Maybe those two birds that I just will makriv were both from the kain chova. And if they're both from the kain chova, one of them is definitely possible, which is a problem. You're not going to bring that. So all you do is you're makriv one based on the amount of obligatory olos that exist. So that's how it works. Bain So again, same thing if you have one, let's say you have one jumping into four kinim. Right? So I have one chatos bird that jumps into four kinim. So how many chatos do I have now? I have five chatos definitely in here. How many can be makriv? I can only be makriv four. Because if I'm makriv more than four, the possibility exists that one of those I was makriv is an ola from the kinim. So I'm makriv the amount of chatos that are in the kain kova. Okay. Now this din is bein shechova meruba unedava mu'etes. It doesn't matter whether or not the chova, right, the chova birds are more and the nedava birds are less. Or bein shenedava meruba v'chova mu'etes, or the nedava birds are more and the chova birds are less. Bein shesteim shavos, or if they are equal. So let's, how does that work? So, bein, give me a good picture. How about, let's say they're equal. So I have two chatas birds jump into two kinim. So Rachel had two chatas birds, Leah has two kinim that haven't been determined yet. So Rachel's two chatos birds jump in. So now I have four chatos birds and two olos birds here. How many can I be makriv? So I'll be makriv two as a chatos. Because once I had the possibility, if I makriv two, maybe those two are the two chatos birds. Maybe those two are from over here, but that's fine. If I makriv three, again, the possibility now exists. What do you do? They die. It's done. They kill them. You let them rot. There's nothing to do with them. That's what we said. Yamusu. They just have to, they die. Fine. Now, what happens if the nedava is meruba? Then we only are makriv the amount of whatever it is if it's in the kain chova. So let's say I have four nedava olos, which we're going back in the Mishnah. So four nedava olos jump into a kain. So Rachel has four olos; they jump into a kain. So right now I have five olos. So how many can I be makriv? Say we only can be makriv the amount that was in the cane. Why? Because if I makriv one, so mimanosof, that one is either from the cane or it's from the other ones. If I makriv two, the possibility exists that I grabbed the two from the cane of Leah and I'll makriv two of Olos. So it doesn't matter, even if I had 1,000 Olos jump into one cane, it only can be makriv one. You only go based on the amount that are in the cane.
Now the only problem is that for the owner, you didn't do anything.
Right.
The owner, because they have to bring everything back in. You don't know who's the one that you market.
You don't know who's the one. So the Kohen, right, you don't know who the Kohen, well, in this case, it's a problem. The only time it becomes an issue, the only time it's not a problem is if you end up being marketing all the animals, you just don't know who's, then you can say, well, I'm just being marketing it stomp for whoever the owner is. And again, but in this case, you're right, the owner doesn't, the owner has to bring two birds, or the owner was not able to bring 1,000 Olos, and you're only being makriv one, you don't know whose is whose. Yeah, and you gotta do them again. So then you go into the whole concept of, is there nezek involved, is there payment for the kohen? But if a kohen is mispagel in your karban, does he owe you money? Is it hegzik shein nikker, hezek shein nikker, is it garmi, is it direct hezek? There's a sugi in Bava Kama that talks about whether the kohen has to pay. Okay. That is that Mishnah. Now we're up to the third Mishnah of the Patrick. Okay. Now, when did we say these things, right? The Mishnah explains, now so talk about where I have two, what we just had now was when we had the nedavos jumping into a kain stuma. Now we're talking about where a kain stuma gets mixed up with another kain stuma. Okay? So, Bamedvar Mamurim, that we had this whole thing that you can only be marked of the one based on the amount of birds that are in, amount of that type of bird in the kain chova. Bamedvar Mamurim, that's pechova. That's only bechova, that's stumos, so we don't know which one was which. U the nedava, with the nedava getting mixed up with bechova. Aval, bechova, shenis arba, zo, bezo. Right, if you have a two, let's say Rachel and Leah, she is a kain chova, so one's a chatas and ola, stumos, I don't know which one's which. And Leah has a kain, I may have said Leah twice. Rachel and Leah, each one has a kain, they get mixed up together. Right, aval, bechova, shenis arba, zo, bezo. Or achas lazu, right? Achas lazu be achasu. One came for this one, one came for that one. Stein lazu is stein lazu. This one has two, this one has two. Meaning a total of eight birds. Shalosh lazu be shalosh lazu. Each one has six birds. They mixed up together. Total of 12 birds. So what do we say? We say mechza kasher u mechza pasal. Half of them are kosher, half of them are pasul, and we of those half, I guess you're marked half above the chutah sikra and half below the chutah sikra. So let's just do the easy case. The easy case is each one has one cane, each one has two birds. So they jump together. So now I have in this mixture, I have four birds. Two of Rachel, two of Leah, two have to be brought as a chatas, two have to be brought as an ola. So what can I be makriv? I can only be makriv one ola and one chatas. Two are out the window. Why? Because let's say I'm makriv two chatos. The possibility exists that those two birds came only from Leah's cane, or they came only from Rachel's. If I'm makriv only one chatas and one ola, those birds are kosher. Because either they're both from Rachel, they're both from Leah, or one for one, one's for the other. But once a makriv two chatos, the possibility exists that those two chatos came from the same set, and they would be possible. It's the same thing. Let's say you go. We had shalosh. So they had Rachel has three chatos and Leah has three chatos. Rachel has three olos and Leah has three olos. So what happens? They get mixed up together. Like half of them are out the window. Three and three, I can be makriv. Because either the three are all from Rachel, and the other three, each three is all from Rachel, the three is split, it's somewhere in between, it doesn't make a difference, it's fine. But once I'm makriv more than that half, so the possibility exists, let's say I'm makriv four chatos, if I'm makriv four chatos, maybe all four chatos came from Leah's birds, and Leah's birds, you know, you can have three chatos being brought. So they have to fly out the window. Okay, that's no good. Okay, now, what about the following situation? Achas lezu, right, you have one, okay, Rachel has one king, so she has a chatas and ola. Achas lezu, ushtayim lezu, and Leah has two sets. Or shalosh lezu, or she has three sets. But es lezu, she has 10 sets. Or mei lezu, she has 10 sets. Hamuet kosher. You can only be makriv the amount of birds that are in the smaller number that comes across. So, how does that work? It's easy. We'll do it with the one set and two sets. So Rachel's two birds get mixed up with Leah's four birds. Now there are 6 birds. How many can you be makriv?
One
of each. A chatas and an ola. You're going to be makriv one of each. Why? Because if I bring two chatos, the possibility always exists. The possibility always exists that both birds coming up belong to the one who only had one set. You can't do that because you can only have one being brought up. So let's go and do it. What about if you have the case of right? So case was also achas lezu, shtayim lezu, shalosh lezu. Right? So achas lezu, shtayim lezu, shalosh lezu, es lezu, mei lezu. So you know, Sarah has one set. Rivka has two sets. Rachel has three sets. Leah has 10 sets. Right? So there are a lot of birds over here now, and they each get jumped in. Rachel's one goes into Rivka's two. Right? Then Rivka's two goes into Rachel's three. And Rachel's three goes into Sarah's 10. So how many can be brought? Again, only the amount that Sarah has. Because there's no bittul, the possibility always exists that if I bring more than that amount, that as a chatos or as an ola, the possibility exists. I'm using both of Sarah's birds in the same carbon, and that is possible. It's very funny. You can have these thousands and thousands of birds that mixed up together, they're going to be marked too. And the rest are... The rest are kind of done with. You can't do anything with them. Okay. The Mishnah continues that this rule, all these rules that we apply when kinyan get mixed up together, is bein mishem echad. It's bein mishnei shemos. Whether the kinyan that came from that are being mixed up are brought because of the same obligation or different obligation. The kinyan are all from a zav. The kinyan are all from a zava. The kinyan are someone who violates shuos ha'edus. Or the kinyanim are from one's violent shuos ha'edus and one's from a yoledes. It doesn't make a difference. There's no title on the kinyanim. The birds are birds. It doesn't make a difference with the reason why you're bringing them. And bein me'isha achas bein mishnei nashim. It doesn't make a difference whether they're mixed up, like we just mentioned the whole time, whether they've been mixed up by two different peoples. Because the idea being behind it, like you said, Marcel, is now if you mix up with two different peoples, there's a problem now that everyone has to bring new birds. So yeah, everyone has to bring the new birds. Okay. Now the Mishnah is explaining what they said. So Ketsa Mishem Echad. What does it mean that they're from one name? Ketsa Mishem Echad. Leda the Leda. So a woman had a baby, and then she had another baby, so she has to bring two sets of birds. That's Mishem Echad. Or Ziva Mziva. She became a Zaba twice. So if he brings those, that's Mishem Echad. That's considered Mishem Echad. I don't know why it says Ketzim Mishem Echad, and it says Leida Leida Ziva Shem Echad. It says Shem Echad again. What's Mishnei Shneimos? Leida Ziva. And what she has to try to bring birds because of her, because she's a Ledes. She has to bring birds because she was a Zava. That's Shnei Shneimos. Some of these Mishnayos seem to be very obvious. Some of them are very difficult, and here these are, this one's very obvious. Ketzad Mishnei Nashim. What does it mean from two different women? Alzo Leida. This one has to bring a karbanos for her birth, and this one has to bring karbanos for her birth. Alzo Ziva. That's Mishnei Echad. That's Shnei Nashim Mishnei Echad. And Mishnei Shemosh. Alzo Leida, Alzo Ziva. This woman has to bring a karbanos for the births, and this woman has to bring karbanos for the Zava that she had. Okay. The Mishnah is not going to bring the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, who says that if they brought birds b'shutfus, the Kohen can determine which one's a chatas and which one's the ola. How does that work? Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, Shtei nashim shelachu es kinehem be'eruv. Two women bought their birds together. I guess they bought the birds and didn't determine which one is which. Oh, shenashnu demei kinehem le'kohen. They gave the Kohen the money for the Kohen to go ahead and buy the birds. Le'ezer sheyirtza Kohen yakiv chatas. Doesn't matter how many, doesn't matter what they're bringing for, the Kohen can determine, okay, this chatas is now for Rachel, this chatas is now for Leah, this ol is now for Rachel, this ol is now for Leah. It doesn't make a difference whether or not, doesn't make a difference whether Rachel is bringing for the same reason as Leah or different reasons. The Kohen can then make the determination as which is which one's for which is going to come important soon when the mix-ups happen in the Kohen's, in the Kohen's hands. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.
Yeah.